With the kick in the air, a fair catch signaled by Clay Geary, and the Gophers will start at their 25-yard line. Well, Graham Ertz's father, Ron, a lineman at Minnesota back in the day, and I would think that Daddy approves of that block by his son, the quarterback for the Badgers.
This is true, too, isn't it, that you got to make sure you don't blindside that defender because you could be penalized accordingly.
Yep. And I was holding my breath for a hold or something
close.
Like that. Yeah. First and 10 for the Gophers at their own 25-yard line. Badgers have the lead for the second time today. They got the first points, a field goal on the opening drive. They get into the end zone for the first time here in this game. Pistol formation, Ibrahim behind the quarterback, Ethan Kaliakmanis. Two receivers right, one on the left. And the snap for Kaliakmanis. He'll turn, gives to Ibrahim, tripped up, just does get back to the line of scrimmage. Looks like maybe Jung Mehta helped trip him up, and Benton made sure. Maybe a yard, second down and 9 for the Gophers at their 26.
Going into this series, Jung Mehta leading Wisconsin with 10 tackles.
Yeah, he's been everywhere today.
Two receivers right, one on the left, Michael Brown, Stevens, slot to the right. For the Gophers, 26-yard line, second down and 9. Here's the snap. Kaliakmanis reads it, gives it to Ibrahim, and he's got all kinds of Cardinal right in his grill. And they take him down back at the 23-yard line on a loss of 3.
Yeah, that looked, I don't know if he should have pulled it. Obviously, looking at it, that looked like, here you go, Ibrahim. You got 4 Badgers right in the backfield. You take it. Great penetration by our squad up front, and that sets up a nice 3rd-and-12 opportunity.
From the Minnesota 23-yard line, 3 receivers right, 1 to the left. 2:10 left in the third quarter, 3-point lead, Wisconsin. Kaliakmanis on 3rd down, takes a snap back to throw, 4-man rush, deep shot, right side, incomplete. Intended for Brockington, blanket coverage from Samar Melvin, and it's 3 and out for the Gophers. They're punting from their own 23-yard line.
Well, the defense just keeps answering the bell, and I think it's not a coincidence Nick Herbig being out on the field, the pressure that he's been able to get, that energy that he's brought to this group. You're seeing a much different defense here than we saw in the first half.
Mark Crawford on the punt, Dean Ingram deep at the 35 of Wisconsin. On 4th down and 12, line of scrimmage, the 23 of the Gophers, snap to Crawford. Kick is away. Ingram signals for the fair catch, and he gathers at the 35-yard line, Wisconsin territory. 1:53 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 16, Minnesota 13 from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. Alongside Mike Lucas, Mark Tauscher, sideline reporter Mike Heller, statistician Billy Schmidt, our engineer Dave McCann. This is Matt LePay, and another good one in this battle for Paul Bunyan's axe.
Don't we kind of think Bell's going to have a big play here? Aren't we thinking big play Bell coming up here? I'm going
to
think
I'd like to see him get a little engaged in the offense,
Jack Nelson back in the game at left tackle. Axe are offset on 1st-and-10. Bubble screen to the left. Bell with the catch across the 35-yard line. Gophers all over it.
That's
Jordan
Howden.
Jordan Howden is there to blow it up. Gain of 1.
We'll take that. No, you want to see when you can put your foot on somebody.
Yep.
Go ahead and do it. And here, the momentum is all with us. Go for a big opportunity here. I don't care if it's now, but let's do it on.
Plus, you got good field position where you can do some different things.
2nd down and 9. Badgers at their 36-yard line. Bell and DK to the right with DK in the slot. Keontez Lewis to the left, single back offense. That's Isaac Arendo, who takes the handoff, trying to get to the right edge, finds it across the 35 and up to about the edge, finds it across the 35 and up to about the 40-yard line. And Cody Lindenberg, one of the Minnesota linebackers and a real good one, is slow to get up. As he is down on his back right at the chalk of the Minnesota bench area with 1:09 left in the third quarter.
That was all about speed for Isaac Garendo to avoid a TFL.
Mm-hmm. Really was. One of Isaac Garendo's big moments as a Badger came as a kick return man, right? In the 2019 game, got him in there and had a big play.
49-yard kickoff return up at Minnesota.
Yeah. I do believe, Mark, you became Tony Romo before Tony Romo, though, in a game in this series. I think you were calling for a jet sweep. And I want to say it was Jazz Peavy.
It was.
Ended up breaking a big run, and that's where You were, you were Romo before Romo.
And just like Romo, when you're wrong, just like I was on the Skyler Belt play, you forget about that. You only have to be right a couple times
We haven't seen a jet sweep out of Wisconsin today, have we?
No, we have not. 109 left third quarter, 16-13, Wisconsin. It is third and five for the Badgers at their own 40-yard line. Wisconsin today 5 out of 10 on third down. Lewis will come out to the right. DK, Ingram, and Bell to the left. Guerrero, the running back. Mertz in the shotgun. Guerrero to the left of Mertz. Graham takes a snap. Gophers send four. Mertz looks right. Throws right. It is incomplete. Looks like Lewis may have been tied up a bit by Terrell Smith, but no flag. And the Badgers forced a punt on fourth and five at their own 40-yard line with 49 seconds left in the third quarter.
Yeah, you'll take your shot there. You have one-on-one coverage. It was messy, a little handsy, not a great throw, and it had a great opportunity there to really capture the momentum and run with it, and instead you're punting it back, putting it back on your defense to make a play.
This is where Vunjavić can help keep you that momentum with a good kick.
Redding deep at the Minnesota 10, line of scrimmage, the Wisconsin 40, snap to Vunjavić, pressure light, and the kick is away, it turns over, Redding will catch at the 10-yard line, and he gets hammered down inside the 15. Max Lofi and Jake Chaney racing down there in punt coverage, and the Gophers start at their 13-yard line. 50 on the punt and 3 hard yards on the return. 16-13, Wisconsin leads Minnesota in the final minute of quarter number 3.
How about the play of a couple backup inside linebackers, Tatum Grass and Jake Chaney, on special teams here in this half?
Talked about it being a key to this game, field position. It's been tilted against Minnesota here. Two receivers right, one on the left. Ibrahim with 9 rushing yards in this third quarter. Kali Ekmanis back to throw, shoots it to the right. Caught by Dalen Wright, turns it up with a stiff arm to the 25, to the 30-yard line, up the sideline to the 35, and gets punched out of bounds by John Torchio at the 36-yard line. First down, Minnesota. Dalen Wright, pretty good frame, 6'3", 215. Redshirt junior out of Dallas, Texas. First down, Minnesota, up to the Gophers, 36.
He stuck that hand right in the face mask of Melvin and gained another 10 yards.
23 yards on that connection on what could be the final play of the third quarter. The Gophers showing no interest in getting out of the huddle. 10 seconds left in the third, and this battle for Paul Bunyan's axe will come down to the final 15 minutes. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth at the end of 3, Wisconsin 16, Minnesota 13, this is Badger football from Learfield.
Buying a home? Rocket Mortgage will cover 1% of your rate for the first year at no cost to you with Inflation Buster. That's more road trips, more front row seats. Plus, if rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase, you'll get exclusive savings when you refinance with Rate Drop Advantage. Save when you buy today and refinance tomorrow. Call 833-7-ROCKET today or visit inflationbuster.com to start saving.
For fees covered, rate, like date requirements, and other terms and conditions, visit inflationbuster.com or call 1-833-7-ROCKET. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Put a little
love in your heart. It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
I'm Chuck Freeman with a scoreboard update. Third-ranked Michigan wins the Big Ten East with a convincing 45-23 win at second-ranked Ohio State. Late third quarter scores, Illinois on top of Northwestern 34-0. If Purdue wins, they win the Big Ten West. It's Boilers 17, Indiana 10. Early third quarter, 11th-ranked Penn State leads Michigan State 14-3. A final, Maryland destroys Rutgers 37-0. I'm Chuck Freeman. Back to Camp Randall and Matt LePay.
Chuck, thank you very much. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. We get ready for the fourth quarter. Wisconsin 16, Minnesota 13. The Gophers will have a first and 10 at their own 36, moving south to north, right to left as we view it. And one more time here in 2022 at Camp Randall Stadium, it's time for one of the great traditions in all of sport, jump around. See what kind of workload Mo Ibrahim gets in this fourth quarter. 19 carries, 67 yards through the first three. He is in there at running back now. First and 10 Gophers at their 36. Minnesota comes out, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Ibrahim to the right of the quarterback. Ethan Kaliak-Manis, who's 12 of 20 through the air today and a touchdown. Takes a snap, leads it, keeps it, lost his footing because James Thompson Jr. was there to say hello. Down goes the quarterback at the 29 of Minnesota, a loss of 7.
But he has really emerged the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. You love what you've seen. And in this case, Minnesota has been having some success throwing the football. Not that time.
He really stepped up once Mullins got hurt.
And he's also coming off very gingerly as James Thompson. Second and 17 for the Gophers back at their 29-yard line. Gio Paez, Isaiah Mullins there on the D-line. Snap to Kaliak-Manis. Reads it, keeps it under pressure from C.J. Getz. Kaliak-Manis racing across the 30, and Getz will force him out along the far side at the 34-yard line. And it will be third down and 12 for Minnesota. Kaliak-Manis using those wheels that bought him 5 yards.
That was impressive because he outran the angle. And Wisconsin had two guys chasing. Nice job there just for him to pick up 4 or 5 yards and make this third down a little bit more manageable.
Three receivers left, one on the right. Third and 12 for the Gophers at their 34-yard line. A minute gone by fourth quarter, 16 to 13 Wisconsin. Kaliak-Manis with a play clock at 5. A look over to the sideline. Pulls for the ball. Gets a snap. Badgers bring in 4. Kaliak-Manis under pressure. And down he goes. Darryl Peterson with the sack inside the 25 of Minnesota.
Badgers ran a stunt up front. So Herbig's rushing from the right side of the defense, and Peterson's going to loop around Herbig, coming in a big circle. Nobody's able to get to him, and he sacks the QB.
Yeah, it's a nice job by Herbig to really take up two, both the left guard and the left tackle, and that allowed the looper to come around tight off of the corner, and Minnesota's QB nowhere to go.
Mark Crawford on the punt. Dean Ingram deep for Wisconsin. Snap to Crawford, and Badgers get a little push. Kick is away. Ingram drifting to his right. He'll catch at the 33. Tried to spin away from a man, but big time work by Justin Wally in punt coverage. He trips up Ingram at the 31-yard line, and we have a break in the action here in Madison. We will step away. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, 12:56 remaining. Wisconsin 16, Minnesota 13. This is Badger football from Learfield. At Evans Transportation, the Badgers' offense is our inspiration. While the red and white are grinding out yards and punishing defenses, Evans keeps our customers moving forward by finding solutions for their supply chain needs. If you're a Wisconsin company looking for a money-saving end-to-end transportation management partner, contact Evans today at evanstrans.com. Go Badgers from Evans in Delafield and keep moving forward.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with lows around 31. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows around 22. Upper 30s Monday and Tuesday with a chance for mixed precipitation Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
12 minutes, 56 seconds remaining at Camp Randall. Wisconsin 16, Minnesota 13. And the Badgers on offense starting at their 31-yard line.
Coming into this game, that offensive line for Minnesota giving up only 10 sacks in 11 games. So you can see what happens, though, if you put them behind the chains, as Wisconsin did on that series with Thompson's sack on first down. Now, Ibrahim doesn't get a touch on that series, and you punt.
Darrell Peterson has had big sacks in each of the last two games now, and a big one late last week in Lincoln. And gets one here after James Thompson got one at the beginning of that series, as Mike mentioned. And let's see if the Badgers can get some more points here in this possession. A three-point game early fourth quarter. Double wide to the left on first down. Mertz gives to Malusi off the right side, and Chez up across the 35-yard line, just working behind the right side of the Wisconsin offensive line. And looks like they'll place at the 35 of Wisconsin, just beyond it. Second down and a little less than six.
Really nice job there by Malman, the right tackle again, of reaching out and then finishing his guy. That widens that hole, gives Malusi a little bit more space to run through.
Double wide to the left, backs offset. Works under center, takes the snap, gives to Malusi up the middle, and he gets met and drilled by Michael Dixon. Driving Malusi back, progress stopped at the 37 of Wisconsin, where it's third and four with 12:17 remaining, 16-13 Wisconsin.
Dixon's listed as a DB, but he filled that hole like a linebacker.
Sure did. Big third down here for the Badgers. They are 5 of 11 today. Skyler Bell wide left, DK slot left. Keontez Lewis to the right. Isaac Garendo, the running back, to the right of Mertz, who's in the shotgun. Graham takes a snap, go for send four. Mertz checks it down to Garendo, and he gets belted by Braylon Oliver right at the line of scrimmage, the 37-yard line of Wisconsin. So the Gophers defense, 5 remaining, a 3-point lead for Wisconsin. Both defenses going at it here today in Madison. Andy Vunovich on the punt. Quentin Redding is deep. standing near the 20-yard line of Minnesota. Line of scrimmage, the Wisconsin 37. Snap to Vunjavić. Steps up, and the kick is away. Redding will let it hit inside the 30, inside the 25. A nice Badger roll near the 22-yard line where Tatum Grass will touch it up. And we will have a timeout. Max Lofi, one of the punt coverage members, reserve defensive back, comes limping off. We'll step away. 11:01 left in the fourth quarter. Wisconsin 16, Minnesota 13. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Whether you compete on the court, at the track, on the field, or in the fields, winning isn't just a goal. It's a mindset shaped, honed, and defined throughout the season. That's why farmers pushing themselves to be the best plant DeKalb brand corn. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Hey, neighbor, nice mower.
Hey, Sean Cleary. Yep, we really love it. But it takes up so much space in the garage.
I think I can help with that.
Cool. Bill's home with his giant work truck that takes up the entire driveway.
You know I can help with that. We are here for every stage of your life. Head to clearybuilding.com today.
Sean?
I can help with that.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
A successful season demands a powerhouse team with a can-do attitude. Case IH takes the field and wins with tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 11:01 left in the game. Wisconsin 16, Minnesota 13, as the Gophers go back on offense from their own 22.
If you're Minnesota play caller Kirk Shiraka, don't you have to get Ibrahim back into this game a little bit? In the second half, 7 carries for 9 yards, and he's your meal ticket.
Last week, they gave it to him too much.
Well, I did. But, I mean, you have to walk that thin line,
though. Yeah, you
though.
Do, right. He had 39 carries in last week's game. We'll see what they do here. This is a ball hog team, but Badgers have had the edge in time of possession. Ibrahim, 19 carries for 67 yards. Ches Malusi, 18 attempts for 73. Kelly Ekmanis through the air, 12 of 20 for 177 and a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because you're seeing some success. Minnesota's had success throwing the football. It's been on first down. It's been in the RPO game. But when you give up a sack like you did on the last drive, Wisconsin needs to just continue to be aggressive.
Well, Ibrahim in there right now as we get set to resume play. By the way, the word from Wisconsin, Jack Nelson, the left tackle, questionable upper body injury. Questionable the rest of the way here in this fourth quarter. Right now. Now you look for forcible contact to the head area.
Yeah, that's a quarterback.
Flag thrown by the center judge, and that's a key line right there, being the quarterback.
Yeah, if it was somebody else, that doesn't even get you, just move on. But quarterback, yeah.
Boy.
And he pulled off.
Here we go. Here's the call.
After review, there is no foul for targeting on Wisconsin player number 55. He will remain in the game. It's a first down, Minnesota.
So there you go. Take away the penalty. Like I said, that replay is that's a beautiful thing, isn't it, Tal?
It's been great today. Very fortunate there,
yeah,
I think, from
did.
Wisconsin's standpoint that it didn't get the 15, but we will absolutely take it.
Especially since it was Jung Mehta who's been the leading tackler for Wisconsin all day.
Yeah, again, we go back. It was a great throw by the Minnesota quarterback, and the Gophers have the ball in Wisconsin territory at the 45-yard line. 10:22 to play. Badgers up 3. First and 10, Gophers. Yanu Benton back behind the line of scrimmage. They mark at the 9-yard line. Loss of 4, third down for Minnesota. On the field goal team, and Matthew Trickett for a 27-yard attempt. His misses have been inside of 40 this season. Mack missed a 34-yarder last week against Iowa. 27-yard try, right hash mark. Lions are down. Here's the snap, spot, and the kick is away, and the kick is good, and we are tied here in Madison. 7 minutes, 58 seconds remaining in regulation. Wisconsin 16, Minnesota 16. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds can be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost of that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
Drive covered 9 plays, 69 yards in 3 minutes, 3 seconds. A Matthew Triggett 27-yard field goal ties this game. Wisconsin 16, Minnesota 16 with 7:58 to play.
Kelly Akmanis has been consistent in the first half, 8 of 13 for 123. In the second half, 8 of 13 for 128. He's thrown for 251 yards today.
Yeah, I mean, that throw, when you're watching a game, you want to see a lot of great plays, and we saw a couple of great plays on that drive. That throw down the sideline with the one-handed catch was big time. And the play where he got drilled, Herbig coming off the edge, and Beta hit him. What a throw, what a play. And then Wisconsin answering the bell and holding it to a field goal to keep this game as a tie football game, getting the ball back. You love seeing this. Is what I think everybody today expected. Two teams that are very similar fighting it out, and it was going to come down to the last 8 minutes.
Kelly Akmanis was 4 of 6 on that drive. A couple of big throws that Taus just talked about leading the way. Dragon Kesich again to kick off. Badgers have yet to get a kick return today. This guy, you mentioned at the top, has a rocket for a leg. Arendo is deep. And Kesich on the run-up. And the kick is away, and Garendo again will let it sail over his head. Hits about 5 yards deep, and it's 1st and 10 Wisconsin at the Badgers' 25-yard line. And they mentioned what Kelly Akmanis was able to do. Mo Ibrahim on that possession at 2 carries for -4. So it's been Kelly Akmanis getting it done.
Yeah, in the second half now, 9 rushes for Ibrahim for 4 yards. Mm.
So at this point, you tip your cap to the quarterback. Here comes Graham Mertz in the Wisconsin offense. Chez Malusi in a tailback. Mertz will give it to him off the right side. Malusi trying to spin his way up the field. Was able to pry a couple of yards. That's it. To the 27-yard line. A lot of heavy traffic in that interior of the Minnesota defense. Trill Carter, 300-pounder defensive tackle. Kyler Ball in there as well, a 300-pounder. They're stout up front, 2nd and 8 for the Badgers.
Badgers are fortunate to have someone like Tyler Beach, who has started a lot of games at tackle, taking over for Jack Nelson at left tackle.
2nd down and 8 for the Badgers at their 27-yard line. Bell wide to the left, DK to the right. Backs are offset. Mertz under center, pulls back, drops the throw, 4-man rush. Graham scoots to his right, throws to his right, and bobbling, gathering is DK. He gets whipped out of bounds by Michael Dixon, shy of the 30-yard line of the near side. They'll mark at the 29, and a huge 3rd and 6 now for the Badgers with 7:10 left in regulation, tied at 16.
That DK just unable to catch that clean. I think if he does, he can turn up, maybe pick up 2 or 3 extra yards, and making this a little bit more manageable than a 3rd and 6.
Badgers 6 out of 12 today on third down. Three receivers tight to the left. Keontez Lewis wide to the right. Lorenzo, the running back, Mertz out of the gun. Back to throw, four-man rush. Graham looking, flush to his right, still looking, throws to his right high. Passing complete at the 35-yard line. It's not much there for Wisconsin, and another three and outs. Badgers punting from their own 29-yard line with 6:41 to play.
Doves are so confident with their coverage unit. They'll just bring three, they'll bring four, and they'll cover everybody downfield, force you to make a decision on a throw.
Yeah, and the protection there again. Wisconsin did a really nice job. A little bit of late leakage that forced Mertz to roll right. And again, that's what a defense is looking for, because that cuts the field right in half.
Andy Vunavich on the punt. And snap a little bit low. The kick is away. Redding with the flags flying. He'll catch across 25, left side of the 30, to the 35-yard line, and gets popped out of bounds by Hunter Wohler. There are two penalty markers, one at the line of scrimmage and then one near Quentin Redding.
We had a little illegal motion from Wisconsin coming forward before it was snapped, and hopefully the other one's on Minnesota.
Michael Cannon, the referee, talking it over with his crew. 6:31 remaining. We are tied at 16.
It's been a pretty clean game overall, two penalties aside.
The Gophers are one of the better teams in the league at not committing penalties. Best in the league, as a matter of fact. And we're going to have offsetting penalties. Microphone not working for Mr. Cannon. A hold against the Gophers. That was the back end of that offsetting penalty. An update we mentioned on the last Badgers punt, or the kick, on the punt, Max Lofi was limping off, and now he is listed as doubtful, part of that special teams unit for Wisconsin. Now here comes the call. We'll see if the microphone works now.
There are two fouls on the play. Illegal motion. Offense number 11. Holding receiving team number 7. Those penalties will offset. Replay fourth down.
So, from the 29 again, Wisconsin will be punting. Quentin Redding averages about 6 yards a return.
Vunavich today, 5 punts, 44.2.
6.5 minutes to play. 16-16 to score. Snap to Vunavich. Pressure light. Kick is away. Didn't hit this one great. See if he can get a bounce. It rolls inside the 35. Rolling inside the 30 and down to the 29-yard line. The long snapper, Peter Bowden, will kill it. And that's where the Gophers start. It was a 42-yard punt, so a bit of a friendly roll. 6:21 to play, tied at 16.
To quote your former coach, Tausch, who's going to flinch first here in the final minutes of this game?
Well, you would think Minnesota, you have a quarterback that has made a lot of plays today. I wouldn't be surprised if we get one of them. I think it's going to be
there
time. I'm going to call it. I think we're going to get a turnover here.
There you go. Two receivers right, one on the left. Kelly Akmanis will give it to Ibrahim up the middle across the 30-yard line. Nick Herbig wraps him up at the 31. Gain of 2 for Ibrahim. Second down and 8 for the Gophers. 6:10 and counting left in regulation.
I think last week when Ibrahim fumbled against Iowa, was his second fumble this year and like third fumble in about 800 carries.
Yeah, he's lost 4 fumbles in his career. Second down and 8 for the Gophers at the 31-yard line. Trips to the right. Kelly Akmanis surveys the defense. Takes the snap, wants the throw, shoots it to the right. Caught by Dalen right across the 35-yard line. Driven out of bounds by Samar Melvin at the 38 of the far side. It'll be a third down and 1 for Minnesota. Actually less than 1 with 5:40 remaining.
I'm impressed with Wright. He catches everything with his hands.
Yeah,
got a lot
good.
Of confidence.
Both teams have 2 timeouts available. Keep that in mind. Third and 1 for the Gophers at their own 38. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Ibrahim to the left of the quarterback. Now Spanford, the tight end, motions to the formation. Here's the handoff. Ibrahim fighting for the first down, and I think he has. He got near the 40 and then was slammed back. But progress will get him to the 40 and a first down for the Gophers. 5:15 remaining. Tied at 16 here in Madison. Those teams played an overtime encounter 2 years ago in front of cardboard cutouts. A big crowd here for this regular season finale. First and 10, Minnesota. 5 minutes to play. 16-16, your score. Gophers at their own 40-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Ibrahim, the running back. Kaliak Manis makes the handoff, looking, shoots it on the slant, caught across midfield. That's Jackson inside the 45 of Wisconsin, down to the 44-yard line. Alexander Smith on the tackle. First down, Minnesota at the Badgers 44.
Yeah, again, throw on first down. You've seen Wisconsin sell out to make sure you stop the run game, which is what you need to do, but that gives you a lot of space on that open on the wide side of the field for the slant route. Easy first down.
Well, the 44 of the Badgers, first and 10. 4.5 minutes to play. Now Stevens slot to the left. Kaliak Manis will give it to Ibrahim running off the right side, and he gets pulled down by Muma Jungmeta back at the 45-yard line. Loss of one, second and 11 for the Gophers. Clock running, 4:10 to play, tied at 16.
Man, has he played well for the last month of this year. I mean, he's played pretty well overall, but he's just gotten better and
getting
better.
More and more comfortable.
Yeah,
reading his, reading his keys, and that was not easy. That was not tackling him low. That was, I'll take you up high, and I'll hog wrestle you to the ground.
Two receivers left, one on the right, second and 11. Gophers at the Badger 45-yard line. Kaliak Manis takes the snap. He'll read it, keeps it, throws in the slant. Caught at the 30-yard line, 25 to the 20, to the 10. Brockington to the 5. Touchdown, Minnesota. Kaliak Manis to Lamecki Brockington, and the Gophers take the lead with 3 minutes and 40 seconds remaining.
Well, this is the signature play of the Minnesota offense under Fleck. Little play-action fake, hard slant to the wideout. He gets into space and he's gone. That was Brockington.
His first touchdown as a Gopher, Lamecki Brockington, redshirt freshman. 22-16, Minnesota with 3 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. There is an injured Gopher that's being looked at right now, and it is Mohammed Ibrahim, who is on his knees. So, eighth and Kaliak Manis with his second touchdown pass. This one covers 45 yards as the Gophers grab the lead late at Camp Randall.
What a dart, too, on that throw. Perfectly spaced between the corner and the safety who couldn't get involved in the play.
Well, they just ran that play 2 plays ago and saw something they liked, and obviously saw something they liked again, and it worked.
Matthew Trickett has yet to miss a PAT this season. Ready for this extra point try now. Here's the snap, and the kick is away, and the kick is good. So the Badgers know the deal. They have 2 timeouts left. 3 minutes, 40 seconds to play. We'll step away. Minnesota 23, Wisconsin 16. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win 2 tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
So what's in your future? High school graduation, a career change, returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. We are the 10,000 strong Wisconsin men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 is... Engineers, Local 139. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Time to spotlight today's Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Well, linebacker Muma Jungmeta doing all he can. 12 tackles, 9 solo today. 2.5 tackles for loss as credit for a half a sack. Doing what he can, that's the good news. The bad news is Minnesota just had a big hit, a 45-yard touchdown pass, and with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play, the Gophers lead the Badgers 23-16.
And as Tausch just pointed out, they hit back-to-back slants off that little RPO play-action fake. One was to Dalen Wright, the other one was to Mekki Brockington. Very effective play, you know, coming into the game. That is what they want to do. You've got to find a way to stop it. The Badgers were unable to do so on that series.
You go back to multiple possessions for Wisconsin, first with the lead and then a tie, a chance to get some points up, and they've had nothing generated offensively here in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, a couple of opportunities, especially pulled ahead 16-13, and you're in position to make a couple of plays. Really, that's when you want to step on people. And you didn't do it. And you let a team that has a lot of talent hang around, and all of a sudden here you are, 3:40 left, down a touchdown, and you got to make some plays.
Well, the unknown coming into the game was Kaliak Manis, and he's thrown for 319 yards.
It has been big league today, 19-29. They've held Mo Ibrahim in check, 24 totes for 65 yards. Graham Mertz through the air, 14-23 for 154. Dagon Kesic ready to kick off yet again. 3:40 remaining. Badgers have 2 timeouts available. And Wisconsin trails by 7. Kesic runs up. And the kick is away. Garendo again will watch it fly over his head. And the Badgers started their 25-yard line off the touchback. We'll see if the Badgers can come up with some magic again as they did last week on the road at Nebraska. A little more distance to cover here, though. That game-winning drive covered 50 yards last Saturday. They need to go 75 now. Skyler Bell, Chimray DK come out to the right. DK in the slot. Keontez Lewis to the left. Mertz in the shotgun, takes the snap, rolling right, throwing right, high pass, incomplete. Wanted DK at the 30-yard line, led him a little too far. Michael Dixon on the coverage, incomplete pass, 2nd and 10 for the Badgers at their 25-yard line with 3:36 to play.
Yeah, you just want to pick up 5 or 6 yards, get a little rhythm going, and unfortunately there, DK's open. Graham on the run, just sailed his throw a little bit.
Lewis will come out to the right. Again, DK slot, make that Lewis to the left. DK slot to the right. Bell wide to the right. Mertz back in the gun. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Now checks it down to Garendo, makes the catch. Made one man miss and then got spiked by Lindenberg, the linebacker at the 30-yard line. Gain of 5. Third down coming up for the Badgers with 3:25 to play. 3rd and 5, Wisconsin at its own 30. Minnesota leads 23-16. Badgers in their huddle. Got to get this. They are 5 of 13 on third down today. DK slot right. Mertz stays in the gun. Garendo to his left. Snap to Mertz. 3-man rush. Mertz winds it up. Throws it deep down the middle. DK, and that's intercepted by Wally at the 35. Right side 40. 45 50. Justin Wally 45 40. And out of bounds inside the 35 of Wisconsin. Justin Wally had a big interception last year. He comes up with another one this year. And the Gophers have the ball up 7 with 2:48 to play.
Well, Mertz just overthrew DK. That was double coverage. The ball sailed over DK's head right into the hands of Wally.
Yeah, and that's where Graham gets in a lot of trouble, is when he predetermines where he's going to throw the football. And that is not where it should have went. It was actually really well covered. You would have needed to make an absolute perfect throw. He did not. He sailed it again and unfortunately turned it over. Now Wisconsin needs to desperately get stopped here with 2:48 left.
Ball at the 35 of Wisconsin. First down, Minnesota. 23-16, the Gophers. Ibrahim, the running back. Kaliak Manis. They'll give it to Ibrahim running off the right side, and he gets brought down
at the 33-yard line. Short gain on the play. Rodas Johnson is there. Second and eight for Minnesota. 2:35 to play. Remember, the Badgers have two timeouts available. Depending on this play, if you could keep them a little off schedule, you're going to start thinking about using that second timeout. Minnesota's going to bleed the clock. Play clock at 20, game clock 2:22.
And they're very good at this, very adept at doing what they're doing right now.
Second and eight from the Wisconsin 33-yard line. Single wide receiver to the right is Daniel Jackson. Rockington tight to the left. Snap to Kali Ekmanis. He'll hand it to Ibrahim, trying to work the left side. Got hit by Waller. Then Melvin finally able to take him down. But it was Ibrahim dragging Melvin to the 27 of Wisconsin. And a timeout is taken with a minute 58 remaining. Timeout taken by Wisconsin. 1:58 to play. And the Gophers have a third and two at the 27 of Wisconsin. We owe you a commercial, but we're going to hold it here. This should be a 30-second timeout. A minute 58 to play, 23-16, the Gophers.
Minnesota's owned the fourth quarter, outscored the Badgers 10-0.
Yeah, just too many three and outs, or just not enough sustainment on the drives from Wisconsin's standpoint here, especially in the fourth. Been a long quarter, and it just has not been. Wisconsin has not gotten or found a rhythm, and Graham Mertz has made a couple of poor decisions. The last one, obviously. Here, it's probably four down territory for Minnesota. You need to make a stop. Get it here to fourth down here when it's third and two. Selling out, try to go make a big play, create a turnover.
Third and two, Minnesota at the Wisconsin 27-yard line. As the officials step in. And there's going to be another review here for what? I'm not entirely sure. A minute 58 to play. 23-16, Minnesota. That was the first turnover of this game. A Graham Mertz interception.
What are we reviewing here?
Not really sure, to
spots
be honest with you.
Spots or what? Maybe he fumbled it and we missed it.
One of the things really crippled this Wisconsin offense today is the lack of any type of big play from your running game.
Yep.
The longest rush is 14 yards.
No Braylon Allen today.
And Skyler, you know, Bell, too. He really liked what he's done. And you're kind of looking like, all right, let's get a big play. DK's been consistent. It would have been nice to see a couple of big opportunities. You just didn't see that today.
You know, I think Ibrahim's right knee may be down at closer to the 31 or 32-yard line, maybe. That knee might have scraped, and then he was just trying to plow over Melvin to get a few extra yards. So
okay.
This could be a helpful review again for Wisconsin. This
great day of review. Yeah. It looks like they moved it back to like the
31. Yeah.
Good call, Matt.
That would make it third down and six if that ends up. And already that's where the chain gang has it at the 31-yard line. Michael Cannon, the referee, is still over there looking at it.
Notepad. Yeah, the notepad is a good sign. All right.
So they'll probably have to put a few more seconds on the clock. Game clock right now showing 1:58. So you would think maybe a few more seconds put on the clock. Here comes
after
the call.
After review, the runner's knee was down on the 31-yard line. It will be third down and six from that spot. The clock is correct.
Just when I thought I was on a roll.
Yeah, well, sure, that's why it's always less is more sometimes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So 1:58 showing. Third and six for the Gophers at the Wisconsin 31-yard line. Minnesota today on third down is 5 out of 13. Jackson out wide to the left. Ibrahim to the right of Kali Ekmanis. He takes the snap, gives it to Ibrahim, hemmed in, down he goes near the 30-yard line. And the Badgers get the stop, and they use their final timeout with a minute 53 to play. You mentioned Matthew Trickett has a very strong leg. He has yet to miss this season outside of 40 yards. Today, he hit one from 50 and he's in position to seal it. If he can make it, this would be about a 48-yarder left hash. A minute 53 left in the fourth quarter, 23-16 Minnesota.
Really, given the numbers, Trickett's effectiveness, got to find a way maybe to deflect this attempt.
Where's Jonathan Casillas when you need him? I get it. It was a punt, but it was a big play. Get Strick back here. Come on,
Ben.
Ben
Strickland would love to come back here, I'm sure.
Now, he did miss one earlier.
The guy
flinched, the offensive lineman flinched. They called it, and then he joinked one in. So we got a shot here.
We got a shot. You're saying there's a chance. 48-yard try, left hash mark. 7-point lead, Minnesota, a minute 53 to play. Lines are down. Here's the snap. Ball is down. The kick is on the way, and it is no good. Hit the right upright. And the Badgers are still alive as Trickett had plenty of distance. But he heard the dreaded doink. It hit the right post. And with a minute 48 remaining in regulation, the Badgers still have life. First and 10 from their own 30.
All right, dial up a play, Tausch. Where do you go? This has been the dilemma. What do you throw? What do you feel confident
throwing?
I like
a little seam route to get something going here. Get our tight end in, get a quick 15, and let's get the ball rolling.
Three receivers, including Jack Eschenbach, the tight end to the left. Lewis wide right, shotgun snap, Mertz, four-man rush, right side pass, caught by Lewis, rolling catch across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Clock stops to move the sticks. A minute 43 remaining. Remember, the Badgers... Actually, they show one timeout on the scoreboard.
I thought they were done.
They should be done with timeouts. Yeah. They get back on the ball. A minute 40 to play. Gophers lead 23-16. Three receivers left, one on the right. Mertz in the gun, takes the snap. Gophers bring in three. Graham under pressure. He'll have to tuck it and run. He'll be tackled inbounds. Last thing you wanted there at the 42-yard line. They got to go. A minute 23 remaining. It's second down.
Gopher player is injured. That's Braylon Oliver.
Mertz, he's down too.
Yeah, that will the Minnesota player, that will stop the clock. And there should be no runoff, although, you know, Mertz down two. If this was against Wisconsin, if it was strictly a Wisconsin timeout, you'd have a 10-second runoff. A minute 18 to play, and Chase Wolf very quickly getting loose for Wisconsin. Go back to the game in the COVID year 2 years ago, and Wolf came in relief and threw a touchdown pass to Jack Dunn. Pivotal performance from Chase in that game and what turned into an overtime win. Just saying. Rams going to have to come off. So here comes Chase Wolf. A senior out of Cincinnati. He's injured late in training camp. Fought like crazy to get back. And here he is on second down and 8, Wisconsin, at the Badgers 43-yard line. A minute 18 to play. 23-16, Minnesota. Three receivers left, one on the right. Guerrero, the running back, to the right of Wolf. And here we go. Clock starts to run. Wolf takes the snap. Three-man rush. Chase throws to the right. Tipped up. Incomplete. Almost intercepted. Danny Strigo dropping back there in coverage, almost coming up with it. And it's third and 8 for the Badgers at their own 43-yard line with a minute 12 to play.
I like to see him roll Chase Wolf out of the pocket. Give him a better sight line to a receiver.
DK and Bell to the left. Lewis to the right. Third and 8, Wisconsin from its own 43. Wolf back to throw.